A passage, not actually a Christmas reading this one, but it's well known, so you don't need to worry to turn to it. Matthew chapter 6. There we go. From verse 28 onwards. Why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of those. That is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire. Will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And if there's one sort of thing to leave with people at Christmas, if we seek God's kingdom, he will look after us. That's really what this passage is saying. God knows what you need. We don't necessarily need, we don't struggle too much, probably people here mainly, for clothes or for food. But there are other things that we need. There are other things that we need. God loves us. God knows us. God wants the best for us. He will provide for us. Our part is to seek his kingdom, to try and live as he wants us to. It's easy at Christmas, isn't it? We hear a lot about sometimes negative things about Christians, particularly about Christmas, particularly from Christians. But I think it can be a time of hope. And you know, things aren't as bad sometimes as we think. We hear a lot about maybe schools not teaching the Christmas story, children not being taught the Christmas story, or anything about the birth of Jesus. We went to Rudyard, to Elliot's Christmas play that they did, the junior school at Elliot's school at Rudyard, and it was such a good rendition of the nativity story. It was really good and really, I mean, I hesitate to say powerful, but it was a very honest and accurate telling of the nativity story. And I actually think that happens more in schools than we realise. You get the Daily Mail, which talks about how it's disgraceful, our Christian heritage is sort of being taken away. I don't think that's right at all. I think there is much more teaching of, not necessarily Christian, not overtly about the Christian faith, but in general about things like that. I don't know if anyone's on Netflix, any of you've got Netflix, there's been a film that was put on there a few weeks ago called Mary, which is about Mary finding out she was pregnant and like the journey she undertook. It really is quite powerful about the hardships she suffered, and it brings it home about an unmarried young lady at that time who is suddenly pregnant and all the bad treatment she got. And obviously it's a film, it's not necessarily accurate, but it probably is quite accurate. It's worth watching if you get a chance. But I thought it's great that actually something like that is on telly. And again, it was quite, brought it to the birth of Jesus and was quite accurate in its telling of the birth of Jesus. What I'm saying is, have hope this Christmas. Don't think everything is bad. Yeah, we hear all the bad news in the world, and there are terrible things going on in the world. We know that. There's terrible things going on in our country. But there is so much good things as well that we don't hear about, that never gets reported. There are so many good things and so many good people. We need to be on the lookout for the good we can do as we go into the new year. We need to be on the lookout for the good things we can do. That's how we seek his kingdom. By looking for the good things that God wants us to do, the kind things, the nice things that God wants us to do. If we do that, then we will be living out in the way it talks here. We will be doing that, and we will be people who God looks after. I hope you have a good Christmas. I hope you have a great rest of the day, rest of the week, Happy New Year and all that. And thank you for coming this morning. We're going to close.